Who do we trust? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Right now, there's one person America seems to have absolute confidence in, and I think you know who it is.
Turn right 280, you can land runway 1 at Teterboro.
We can't do it.
Okay, which runway would you like at Teterboro?
We're going to be in the Hudson.
The only way an economic stimulus is going to get 80 votes in the Senate is if Captain Sullenberger endorses it. As it stands now in Congress, bipartisanship has left the building.
Because this bill stinks.
Ah, feel the love. And voters are just as conflicted. Take the latest CBS News poll.
What's the best way to end recession? By a margin of 59% to 22%, Americans say it's tax cuts.
Americans prefer the Republican position. But in the same poll, 77% said that Congress is, if anything, moving too slowly in passing the current bill, which is full of Democratic-style spending. So they want Congress to push ahead on a bill that most of the same people don't think will work. Here's the poll question we really need to ask. Should the future of the American economy be decided based on poll questions? Please no. Under our system, it's decided by the people we elect, who should be motivated not by what people think now, but by what they'll think on Election Day. Which means those elected officials should be motivated to do what works, no matter how crazy it might appear at the moment. Remember, Captain Sullenberger didn't pull the passengers when the engine stopped turning. He did what his instincts and training told him would work. And he also knew that his fate, too, depended on being right. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.